This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're one of those people who buys a lot of vitamins and goes into the nutrition stores and picks out all the things that you think are going to help your memory and your skin and your toenails, mm-hmm. A lot of us think you're a flake.
Yeah,
I'm not going to name names. But there's someone here in the studio that does this. You know, they were all into the ginkgo biloba stuff because it was going to improve memory until like four or five scientific studies came out and said, no, it's hogwash. Hmm. Right? You remember that one?
I do.
St. John's wort.
For depression, yeah.
Oh, is it for depression? Yeah. Supposed to boost you back up.
See, I use that wart cream for that.
Compound W.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess it was echinacea that was supposed to help you not get colds and stuff like that.
Yeah, the tea is really good. Doesn't seem to work real well.
Okay, so there's a lot of these things that don't have any scientific basis whatsoever, but somebody somewhere... grandmother told them it worked, and so they start selling it, and they always have to put a little thing at the bottom that says the FDA has not evaluated this, blah blah blah, and people ignore that and they're like, yeah, this works, it's great. Until they find out it doesn't. Well, there is a vitamin going around that I think may fall into this category, but they are doing some scientific studies on it, so we'll find out soon. And that is the placenta pill.
How big is that pill?
Well, they grind up the placenta and then make it into smaller pills. So you actually end up with quite a few pills after your baby's born.
Now, is that those pills that don't do anything, but then you take them?
Oh. That's placebo.
But yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this placenta in general and where are they getting it, or is it your own when you have a child?
Okay, well, a lot of women are using their own. And here is the theory. It's supposed to help combat postpartum depression. The women who take it say, hey, if I'm having a bad day after, you know, the baby's born and I'm feeling depressed, I take one of my placenta pills and it boosts me back up and I feel good again.
Wow.
I'll just die early, I think. I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to cook it and eat it like you see some of these celebrities do.
Saw it last night on TV.
Oh.
Okay. And some of them will plant it with a tree, and I guess that's fine. But with a pill form, I guess if it worked, I wouldn't care as much, because it's not like you're, you know, chewing up a placenta. You're just swallowing a pill that happens to have some ground up placenta in it.
You just said they plant it with a tree?
Some people do that. And that way the tree has kind of got the gift of life or something.
Oh, is it like fertilizer or something? Do you just buy it at Lowe's?
What? It's like a chia pet.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Placenta aisle 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 50-pound bag of that.
If someone who wanted to try this could get somewhere, would one get some of this if you don't have your own placenta?
Well, that is a good question, Heidi.
Placentas are us.
A lot of the flaky stores out there will have it. Your flakier nutritional stores, the ones that have the big section of non-FDA approved, you know, additives and herbal stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
You know some of those?
Oh, absolutely.
The other option is to just get to be friends with someone who's pregnant. Then, you know, be like, hey, are you going to be using that?
Oh, wow.
Kind of like when I'm in a restaurant and I'm like, you can eat all that.
So then what do you get together? And you put it in the oven, you bake it for a while, you ground it up? I mean, how do you do that?
You know, that is a good question. I pulled up a website here. and it looks almost like they've prepared it similar to how you would prepare beef jerky.
Oh. Yeah.
And then you grind that up into little pills.
You know it's got to be chewy.
Oh, God.
Can we get some teriyaki flavor?
Placenta sounds like a Mexican dish, though. At the Mexican restaurant. Like the three placentas and rice and beans.
There is one lady who was interviewed here, and she is a midwife. And so she will talk with the person who's having the baby and get their permission. She says one placenta usually produces about 120 pills. So then she will sell those pills from there. I don't know the safety factor on this. I don't know if there's any disease that, you know, if you can end up with hepatitis, if the mother had it or something like that. But they say right now that there are people selling these, and it's kind of under the radar of the FDA because they're not claiming it to be an official product, but people are buying them.
If you are older, though, I understand you're supposed to take placenta silver. Instead of Centrum Silver.
You'll be here all morning, won't you?
Yeah, I'll be here all morning.
Oh, great.
Well, a bottle of 120 pills cost $150.
So
they're not cheap.
I'll stick to my Flintstones vitamins. Just give me Wilma.
You don't know about those Flintstone vitamins.
Right.
There's no telling what Wilma's putting in those things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.